The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The point that may be good to remember on the night of Eid, after a little reminder on Zakatul Fitrah, the zakat that applies to everyone according to the common understanding of the fuqaha, or the jurists, or maraja, is Zakatul Fitrah. The other zakat that we have applies to certain earnings, certain products. If one is raising livestock, or if one grows crops, certain crops, certain livestock. Also, if someone has, according to the common understanding of the jurists or our maraja, if someone has currency, if there is currency anywhere in the world, which as far as I know that doesn't exist, that is gold or silver, and they have made a lot of that currency, they have it with them, with certain conditions, zakat applies to that. But those are generally on commodities and certain currencies that zakat applies. Zakatul Fitrah applies to individuals, meaning the person. It's not about how much you have made or how many livestock you have or homes or things like that. Of course, the person needs to not be in need of help themselves. If they are in need of help themselves, then it doesn't apply to them. But those who are not in need of help, they all have to pay an equal amount. The wajib amount, of course, is equal. So it's on each person, but the one who is supposed to pay it is the one who's responsible for those people. So the breadwinner, the bread maker, the one who brings food to the table, the one who provides for the family who's working, they are going to be responsible to pay it. Of course, if others have the funds, they can also, but the responsibility falls on the shoulders of that person. And whoever is under the financial responsibility of a person, then they have to pay Zakatul Fitrah for them. There's a common question regarding Zakatul Fitrah. It's many times asked, and that is on the night of Eid. There's something written in the Risala. I don't want to mention what is mentioned in the Risala, but it has led to a common misunderstanding, and that is if people have guests over for iftar on the night of Eid, then that makes the host obligated to pay the Zakatul Fitrah of all of those. That isn't the case. A guest is not someone that you are responsible to take care of. In other words, they are not part of the people that you support financially. What is intended by what is mentioned in the Risala is if anybody joins, for example, if you adopt a child on the night of Eid, then with the conditions that have been mentioned, I don't remember all the different conditions, but the idea is that timing, what they're trying to say is that if that person is added on the night of Eid, or if God gives you a new child on the night of Eid, before then there was no child, you didn't have that responsibility. Now that you have, or you have someone that you adopted, or a family that you started taking care of, that you're financially supporting them, they rely on you. That is, those are the types of people that if that happens on the night of Eid, then the person that has now started to support those people will have to pay Zakatul Fitrah on behalf or for each of those people as well. But being a guest at someone's house doesn't qualify as that. And so people don't need to worry about where they go for iftar on that night, and the hosts are not responsible to pay zakat al-fitra for the guests, and the guests are to pay their own, whoever is the supporter in each of those families that's now a guest over the other families, they're supposed to pay their own zakat al-fitra. The point that we should mention is on this day of Eid, we're told to pay zakat al-fitra. It's a zakat that we're supposed to be paying. Those who have, God has given them so that they are on their own, they are able to sustain themselves. In terms of what we mean by sustaining themselves is they don't rely on anyone else. They work, they have the funds, they have, God has given them, but they all, everybody relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in terms of relying on other people, they don't rely on them, they support themselves. If God has given people that, on the day of Eid, He's made it an obligation to remember and pay a certain amount towards those who cannot, who don't have the means. Of course, that's the common understanding of where it must be spent. According to the verse of the Quran, sadaqat, which all zakat are called sadaqat. The other word for it is that innama sadaqat lilfuqara wal masakin. That verse that talks about sadaqat, that's referring to zakat, and it's talking about where zakat should be used. So it's not only, according to that verse, it's not only the poor, but that's definitely one of the usages. And we'll focus on that. In the community led by the Prophet, where there are people that have the means to take care of themselves, there is an obligation that comes with the rizq, the abundant rizq that God has given those people. He gives, let's not forget. We're not like Qarun. When Qarun was told, give from what God has given you, he said, God didn't give me this, this is mine. I had the knowledge, I had the intelligence, I was smart, I knew how to do this, and I earned it, it's mine. That's Qarun's notion. Our, inshallah, we're all believers. We believe that everything that we have belongs to Allah. God gives to whomever He wishes in abundance. وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. And He gives small amount and little to those He wishes, where they have to rely on others helping them. That's God is providing their sustenance as well. Everybody's sustenance is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need the money He gave to those who have in order to take care of those who don't have. He made it in this way. He said, I'm giving you more than what you need, and I'm giving that person less. They don't have enough to support themselves. And while I give you that, I'm telling you, it's your obligation in different ways. One of those is the time of Eid al-Fitr. This time it's an obligation. You have to pay a portion of what you have. Not too much, but that whatever the amount is, that amount you have to care for and spend a little bit and give. And that portion is their sustenance I have put in your and what I have given to you. One of the other verses that talks about this in a more general way, not limited to the day of Eid or to the other form of zakat, that doesn't, according to the common understanding, doesn't apply to everyone. The verse says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their belongings, in their property, in what they own, what's in their position, حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. There is a definite portion, they consider it a right that they owe and they must give, لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ The sa'il, the person who asks for assistance. And mahrum, whoever does not have. And we notice it even if they don't ask us, we don't wait for asking people to ask. As soon as we see someone that doesn't have, we realize that part of what I have actually is rizq for them. I need to go and pay it to them.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه